podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everyone. This is season 2, episode 28, number 73. Here we all are, recording a day early.
All four of us. I saw that kitty tail walk by.
I did too.
Yep.
Just Fiona's four of us hanging out.
Chilly. There's even a fifth. Gabby's checking out the table. And here she is. Here she is. Yeah. Little Gabby, she lately has a thing for getting, well, she's always had a thing for escaping, but recently I feel like it's getting worse. And she likes to go like down underneath the apartment is where we park our cars. Mm-hmm. So she'll go down to the carport and just like chill underneath one of the cars. Just like in the perfect spot, so we can't even get to her.
Oh
man, homegirl doesn't know how good she has it. Why does she want to escape?
She just wants to be free and be outside, and I don't know. She's young and
because nature, but
young and because foolish. Nature.
Yes, yeah. Young and foolish. But she's a little monster because she knows that we can't get at her there. So she'll just like sit there and like look at us, and then move around a little bit and. When we go towards one side, she'll like just move over a little bit to the other side.
Can't touch me, meow.
And so we figured out that since Gabby, did I mention on the podcast that she has to go on a diet?
Yeah. Yes, you did. You forgot to tell us about her acne.
Oh, right.
But you did tell us about the diet.
Yes. So little kitty has cat acne. And then when we took her in for that, the vet was also like, she's too heavy.
Oh. So then how do you do that with two cats? Like, how do you manage when one is on a diet and one isn't?
They're both on diets now.
Yeah, do they both have to like
pretty much. I know, poor Fiona. Fiona has always been able to self-regulate, and so she's always just had like food in her bowl and has been just fine. But so now she only gets food at certain times too, and you know, we only put like a certain amount in, and then it's like, well, hopefully she will eat it because Gabby could potentially eat both bowls. But so far I've seen she kind of defends her food. So that's been good. But Gabby is a sucker for the food, although mostly wet food. So the trick now.
Captain's the same way.
Yeah. Yes. So the trick is if she gets out and gets under one of the cars, we take a little can of wet food down and open it up. And sure enough, like 10 seconds later, she'll come crawling out of the car. Yes. Then we can grab her.
A fat cat will always act for food. They can't help it. They really can't. Like their natural instincts just go right out the window.
Yeah, she really can't. But over the weekend, she got out and it took us like 20 minutes to get her back. But we had run out of wet food and had to go to the store the next day. But so since we didn't have any wet food, we tried with dry food. Did not work as well. And we tried with treats and it didn't really work as well either. We put one treat kind of like towards the end of the car so that we were going to like make a little trail, but she just came and got that one treat and then turned around and went back to the middle of the car.
Yep. She's like, bitch, please. This is not my first rodeo.
Yeah.
That little crazy pants. So anyway, I'm recording downstairs in the kitchen today. And just like as we were starting the record, I heard this thud, 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 thud down the stairs. And I thought like it was a person, like maybe my roommate coming downstairs. Oh, but no, it was Gabby. Gabby the giant cat.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I'm very familiar with all those things. To like give you the opposite end of that spectrum. So Captain had to go back and forth to the vet twice in 3 days because he has crystals again. I feel like he's like an old man with his hemorrhoids. They just like keep flaring up.
So, oh, no.
We knew like back around Christmas time when he went for his checkup. So we had to switch his food and then they're like make an appointment, you know, in like 6 weeks or so. So we can retest his urine and see if the food change helped. So that's what we did. He and I, we went to the vet and they like couldn't get a sample. So I left him there and they're like, we'll call you, like come back. And like they call me and they're like, okay, so we couldn't get a sample. Can you just come get him and like try again on Monday?
Oh no.
So then Daniel brought him in today, quick like a whip, like right. He didn't even have to drop him off. I was like, you're probably gonna have to drop him off. Like they're open until 8. So like one of us will just go back tonight.
Oh my god.
Right away. Huh. I'm like, damn those bros, they stick together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's maybe like the same but opposite for us with Fiona. Whenever she has to go to the vet, just like systematically, she will puke in her little carrier on the way. Every time. Frank is always the one taking her to the vet because
is it like a nerves thing?
Yeah, she doesn't like to travel, and I think she knows where she's going, and even getting her into her little carrier is like a whole ordeal. So she pukes every time, but it's always him. And so he has his whole system, and he like knows that it's coming, and he's like prepared for it and everything. And because usually when she ends up going to the vet, it's like I'm at work or something. So he'll just, but last time she went, it was on the weekend. And so I took her, and he was like, just you wait, like bring a towel. Like, okay, she did not puke though.
Pussies stick together.
That's right.
I wish. Being outnumbered kind of sucks. It's like, he's my cat. And it's like, sometimes you wouldn't know. Cause he's like, oh, right, you. Like, whatever. Like, I rescued you. I saved you. Your life is because I made it.
Aw.
And he'll just look over. Sweet. And he'll, like, put his paw on Daniel.
Oh, my God. I wish everyone could see Amanda right now as she, like, demonstrated it. It was very funny.
His face. He's very expressive for a cat.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing more. I have a cold again, and coughing hurts, so I'm trying to avoid laughing and coughing.
Yeah, well, when one's abs are severed, I would imagine coughing is unpleasant.
Anyway, sorry. I just wanted to disclaim that, everybody. I'm not sitting here, like, pissed. I don't have, like, resting podcast face at Amanda's story.
But if you did, I wouldn't be offended. I'll try to be a little less funny, though, so that, like, I don't make you laugh.
You guys have to be funny.
Well, now there's too much pressure.
Now there's too much pressure. So we're recording a day early this week on Monday instead of our usual Tuesday. And the reason for this is because I really wanted to watch the State of the Union, which I kind of regret more and more every day. But
no, you make a drinking game out of it and we'll all be fine.
Okay, fuck you.
Dude, she said you can have a cocktail. Your drinking game is now just adjusted. You have a cocktail and you take a sip.
All right. I wasn't going to tell this on air, but I guess now I will.
No, just cut this part out. Back up. Cut it out. We don't need to keep it in there. This can go on the cutting room floor.
Nah, it's funny.
Also, just because she said you could doesn't mean that you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, probably nothing. Will, women in the 60s were smoking and swilling martinis, like, all throughout pregnancy. And, like.
Yes. No, that kid is cooked. Like, he's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
He's ready to come out of the oven, I feel
clearly
like.
Clearly, he's not ready because he's still there.
Hopefully. That actually somehow seems, like, more humane than what they also say, like, eat lots of spicy food. Like, I feel like for the baby, that'd be a little, like, and just everybody's, like, have, a pressure, like, cooker.
We might have gone, like, to a Mexican restaurant for lunch today, and I might have just taken the hot stuff and just been like, let me just try this a little bit. It didn't work, though. Nothing.
No, you got to get yourself, like, a good spicy curry or something.
See, I'm not a really big spicy curry fan.
Something that makes you, like, sweat.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I did actually risk it with Zach. We went to Chipotle. I was like, well, at the very least, maybe I'll have spicy food and diarrhea him out.
I believe that's Taco Bell.
No. Chipotle. They have all sorts of issues. and that was the last time I've ever had Chipotle because guess what? I had terrible stomach issues after that one trip. And I had, like, joked about it because, you know, it was still when Chipotle was, like, not, it was 4 years ago, so it was, Chipotle wasn't, like, as synonymous with norovirus or whatever the fuck it is, but.
Is it? I still eat Chipotle. I like Chipotle, man.
Oh, dude, Chipotle's got lots of food poisoning issues.
But is it, like, the meat?
I have no. I don't know. I don't go.
I don't eat the meat. I get the sofritas.
Ah,
very
well,
good.
Regardless, I did actually have terrible stomach problems after that. Mm. No baby though, so not worth going back.
Fair.
But anyway, what we're talking about is I had my 39-week appointment today. And I realize I'm not even at my due date. I'm just at that point where, you know, I'm kind of uncomfortable. So I'm like, please, at any point, just come out. When I realize I could be sitting here 2 weeks from now being like, la-di-da-di-da, I'm still pregnant. But my doctor was like, just relax. Go plan a date night. Maybe have a cocktail. I didn't really say that, but... And then we got to the car and I was like, she said I could have a cocktail. There was a lot more tears though. I was like, what do you mean I'm not dilated more? I've been at the same station since 2 weeks ago. When she said you probably won't go past 2 weeks, and here we are. Anyway,
oh, man.
I'm being a whiny mom to be right now. Very whiny. Anyway, 39 weeks and counting.
So wait, are you still driving or are you at the point where you can't drive yourself?
Driving. I'm okay. Not parking in the garage anymore because I can't get out of the car in the garage.
Why?
Because I can't open
it's
the garage.
Too tight?
It's too tight for me.
Oh, okay.
Because it's very sensitive for any, like, with Zach, I think it would have been fine, but it really is, like, when I say it's sensitive for even for, like, clothing to touch my stomach, like, it really is, so... Even like brushing lightly against the door or the wall was like kind of like sent my body into like panic mode. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not parking in the garage until I can do it again. I was thinking it's really not that bad. It's just the sensitiveness of my like touching my stomach that makes it so seem so much more dire.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have other physical discomforts really that are out of the ordinary. So, but anyway, I'm really hoping that the full moon on the 31st does the trick. Since Zach was born under a full moon.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Oh, but I need to just, like, give a huge thank you to Jay, who for the last, you know, week or so has been, I mean, the whole time, but, like, really as I've been kind of miserable the last week has been so great about everything, like taking control of Zach, control, like helping just lift, do all the heavier lifting where when I'm like sitting on the couch and I'm like, I could get up and try to play with them, but I really don't want to. So big thank you. This is like the time when you need like your partner's support, and he's been like above and beyond. Despite the fact that they've had a rough couple of weeks, their family, and he's still like, you know, being a great supportive husband. So thank you if you're listening. I really appreciate it.
Aww.
I really do.
Good egg.
And make you happy long time after 6 weeks is up.
So speaking of babies, I was going through just a bunch of shit in my apartment in the sort of like part two of trying to like downsize and clean out stuff because somebody moved in with us. And so our roommate got back over the weekend. So before that, we were trying to like finally go through some of the shit that we hadn't gone through. And I came back across this huge thing of like all these papers that my mom had given me for like my 26th birthday or 27th.
Right.
Like
you found that thing in your dad's, right?
Your aunt or someone.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was my uncle that sent that.
Oh, no, you cannot do that, sir.
Another person.
You can't
in the
do
house.
That either.
Yeah.
Or I guess it's a Tom.
This is a pussy with a dick.
Yeah. Only because he, like. Sorry, I can tell the story when you're done with yours.
No, it's just in those papers that my mom gave me, there's just like a bunch of stuff from like when I was baby, and there's like there's cards from when I was born, and there's like my little kid book from the first 6 years of my life, and I came across the first picture that was taken of me that like doesn't really look like me, except
you
that
have
it, has,
it?
Yeah,
it has, pulled it up.
It has really small eyes, and that's like really the only thing that identifies it as me. Just let me turn
oh
this
my
around.
God, I can't wait to see this.
Wait, I'm really excited.
I'll probably post it on Facebook soon.
Okay, cool.
Baby's first photograph. Let's see.
Oh my god! Look at you! Oh my god, we have to stop talking so I can actually see it. Oh my god.
Shandy, say something so you're the big person on screen.
You can also click. But,
yeah, but then I can't get it to it.
Yeah, I can't get it to go back at
you
it.
You just click again.
It never works.
You just click again.
Look at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, me neither. Oh my god.
You're right, that doesn't look that much like you.
It really doesn't, but it says first photo taken at the hospital, so.
Little Jay doesn't look like Little Jay either.
To be fair, I feel like most babies, when they're, like, just born, don't really look like what they're going to look
well,
like.
Well, when you come out, your head's all, like, funky shaped and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. But like, it's not your best look.
I don't know. Baby me looks like baby me. We got the same eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like I have a small, small.
Nice. And weird forehead, which I now cover with. Thanks.
In this baby book, too, there's, like, all these little things you can put. And one of them is baby looks most like. And then you're supposed to fill in the blank. Like, I'm guessing, like, the, you know, mommy or daddy or whatever. And my mother wrote baby looks most like herself.
Aww,
like, that nice. Was so fucking fitting for me. Like, the fierce individuality started early.
Love it.
Nice. Baby's special personality, amount of crying, some, smiling, lots.
Aww. That's yay. Like
still true to this day. Oh, and baby is afraid of nothing except Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is freaking scary. I don't know why we do that to kids. It's like, here's this stranger that we spent so much time teaching you that strangers are bad and that you should avoid them. But this one is fine.
This one
you can sit on their lap.
He gives you gifts. It's fine. This one is fine.
But other strangers, don't take gifts from other strangers.
Yeah. Those not so much.
Why? Why?
It's really weird. Yeah. It is really weird.
See, we're indoctrinated young. To just comply and not make somebody feel bad like Santa Claus.
True. Yeah. No, but real just mixed messages.
Yeah.
On the whole, like, are strangers good or bad thing?
Yeah.
Are old men creepy or not thing? Do you take candy from strangers?
Wearing a red suit. But yeah, so why I freaked out when the cat tried to jump up on my lap and stopped everything. So earlier this last week. So I've been doing the artist way. I've been getting up every morning and I've been sitting down at, you know, the table out in the kitchen because my desk is in the bedroom and someone's sleeping in the bedroom. So I set up in the kitchen and I write and like the cat like usually like jumps up on my lap and we like do it together and it's really sweet. But like one morning he just like got really overly anxious. And like instead of taking a flying leap, he decided he'd climb me like a mountain. So like claws and then climbed. So I have this huge deep scratch down the side of my leg and like the inside of my knee, and I've got like a little on my wrist, and like it was really, really painful. Like he got me real good. So now I'm just a little nervous when he does that, like sitting on the floor and like his butt starts to move like he's gonna make a move.
Yeah.
Like, you can just tell when a cat's about to get, like, pounce, and you're like, no, we're not gonna do this.
Like, it's real cute when it's, like, a two-month-old kitten, but...
No, but when it's a 17-pound behemoth, you know, that's got some weight to it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's why we kind of had to stop everything. We're trying to train that out of ourselves, huh?
Oh, my God. So, I feel like these conversations are perfect. That the theme of this show is clearly cats.
Yes.
Because I had found this article immediately after we stopped recording last week and was like, I found this too late. And the headline is, Chicago artist sues pet shelter for custody of cat, gets hours visitation a week.
Aww.
When her cat dashed out an open door a day before Halloween, Logan Square artist, this is in Chicago, turned to her Facebook community for help. I'm Reggie, and I'm lost again, she wrote over a photo of her cat, hoping that the tongue-in-cheek meme would help widely circulate her plea for his return. I don't have a collar. I could have been catnapped. I will escape again. But her attempt to spread the news of Reggie's disappearance with some internet humor instead sparked a fierce custody battle with Feline Friends, the all-volunteer nonprofit pet rescue that she adopted her cat from 5 years ago. Feline Friends requires, and I'm leaving her name out just for privacy's sake, I guess, because she got, like, cat owner shamed. Feline Friends requires its cat owners to keep their pets indoors. When leaders at the pet rescue, which had recovered the cat, saw her social media post, complete with pictures of Reggie with friends in her backyard, they decided not to return the cat. After attempts to resolve the dispute failed, the woman sued the nonprofit in the Cook County Circuit Court, asking a judge to declare her Reggie's owner. Feline Friends countersued, asking the judge to award it custody based on the alleged breach of contract for allowing the cat outside. So this has been ongoing since November. It's now the end of January. And there's been hundreds of pages of legal arguments and exhibits filed over this damn cat.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It's so, actually not surprising to me.
It's kind of surprising to me. But the judge awarded the agency temporary custody and has allowed her with a 1 hour weekly visitation. She has supervised visits with the cat.
Oh my god!
In a vet's office.
Wow.
This is the best quote though. I never fathomed I'd be where I'm at right now, 30 years old and in a cat custody battle.
True story. I'm like extra freaked out now about Gabby trying to escape.
No. Well, just check your like, because I know like there's a similar clause from the shelter where I adopted Captain, that they have like a clause about like if for whatever reason you find you can't care for the cat, that like you have to bring them back to the shelter. And you know, they just, yeah, they have all these rules to like protect the animal.
The animals.
And it's like, that's kind of nice. I think, yeah, like they just, you know, these volunteer based places, they just want to make sure that like these animals get put in like safe and healthy homes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Fifi, put your... Fiona, sorry.
Now she's trying to make the pussy jump.
That's actually, yeah, Captain's kind of doing the same thing.
Cute! She was just resting her little chin on the table, and it was really cute. And then, of course, when I tried to show it to you guys, she moved. But
oh my goodness.
Captain, you're such a creeper.
So just to narrate for you guys what's going on right now is Shandy and Amanda have actually now moved their laptop cameras to face their lap, in which both of their cats are sitting there chilling with their heads like on their desks / tables. And
they're both tabbies. They look like they should be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do have very similar markings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you not into it, buddy?
I will say that Gabby definitely... Is that Gabby?
This one's Fifi. Gabby would not sit like this for...
Fifi definitely seems to be enjoying this attention a lot more than Captain at the moment.
Yeah, he's just chilling.
Fifi's a little bit of a... I would say whore, but I don't want to be negative.
Yeah, no, he's just,
you know, sex negative.
He's being stoic.
Sex work negative. He's stoic. She loves the attention. She's a real lover.
Oh, this is so fascinating.
Yeah. I think just Captain just feels really entitled. Like he hops up here. He's like, yeah, I'm supposed to be here.
All these people that came back and are trying to listen to our back catalog from the Real Weird Sisters episode, they are so glad they did that right now.
Okay, no, to be fair, listeners of the Real Weird Sisters are probably cat people. They talk a lot about cats on the podcast because of Kirkshanks and also because Alice and Martha are both cat people.
That's fair.
Fair.
So,
bam. I actually don't consider myself a cat person.
When you said they were probably all cat people, I was like, tread lightly, she didn't even want to retain them. I'm just kidding.
People say that as if it's an insult to be someone who likes cats, which are like the cutest little domestic animals.
Yep. The internet made cats cool again.
That is true. I think my humor, my joking tone is being disguised by the by the Phoebe Buffay voice that I've got going on right now. Which, to answer the question of anybody out there who is dying to know, when you're doing a Friends rewatch, the middle of season 7 is that point where you just can't push past and you move past and you move on to the next thing.
Oh, I like that game. What is the point where you can't push past? Like, there are so many series that I like will rewatch sort of on a loop. And like, yeah, you totally get to a point where you're like, okay.
Like, even Community, we got through and we're fine with the like last two seasons. Friends, though, it was like, you want to watch something else? Okay.
Yeah. I didn't watch the last couple seasons of Community.
The Yahoo ones?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot they went to Yahoo. Definitely didn't watch those.
I had not either. And then when Jay's had been rewatching it, I actually, what was that, like Christmas break or whatever? No, Christmas break was Friends. I forget whenever Community was. Mm-hmm. And I actually was a lot more fond of the last few seasons of Community than I thought. So
interesting.
We started watching West Wing.
I was just going to ask.
Yeah.
How far did you get? What are you thinking?
So we're through, I think, season one. Episode 6 or 7. It was just the one with the hurricane and the hostage negotiator. Those were the two things that were happening.
I thought that you said Westworld. Even though I saw your post about the West Wing on Facebook and I heard those words, but I thought you said Westworld, and for a second I was like, oh my god, the second season's come out, I missed it somehow. Holy shit.
No. That's not coming out until 2019 or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think they've even given a release date yet. No, I thought it was this year. I thought it was going to be spring of this year, but they haven't given a release date.
Oh.
Game of Thrones is April 2019.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of then.
Officially?
Yeah, officially.
Okay.
That kind of sucks, right? Because that's a really long time away.
A long time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about the West Wing more,
okay,
though.
Okay, we've been enjoying it. Jay was actually kind of bummed. He was like, oh, man, you have to record tonight? I was hoping that you know, we could both record at the same time tomorrow and we could watch West Wing tonight. And I was like, sorry, I was watching the State of the Union anyway.
Oh, that'll make you really depressed. I was watching.
I could have just watched the State of the Union episode of West Wing, probably.
Yeah.
Would have been a lot more uplifting.
Wait till you get to the last season. To the last season, and this is not a spoiler, but it's like the election process for like the next president that's going to replace Bartlett. And it was just, I was watching it during the 2016 election and I'd never watched that season. Like, I'd watched the earlier seasons when it was out, like with my mom, mm-hmm. like just on TV, but I'd never watched the later seasons. And it was really sobering to like just have the comparison of like what real life was compared to the civility and logical common sense that was in a TV show. It hurt my soul that it was like both sides like were really legitimate candidates and like either one would have done a great job. You're like,
that's all right. I'll keep you all posted. I think it's probably going to be my big maternity leave watch.
Good. Second season is really where they hit their stride, I think.
Really?
Oh yeah, once they get rid of Mandy, nobody likes Mandy.
Why does everyone not like Mandy? I remembered that because I remembered the name. And I don't totally hate her. I mean, she's
give it some time.
Annoying, but okay.
Yeah, give it time as it goes on. Because I think it was just like, it was kind of the perfect storm of like, they kept trying to make the character work. But it's just like, she didn't work within the context of the rest of the cast. And like, that actress just wasn't really locking in with like the Aaron Sorkin style of writing, which is very specific and very different. And it just like, she just, because everyone else felt so solidified, she really feels more and more like a square peg in a round hole.
Fair enough. I did not like her the first episode, but I was fine with it. I'm not like super offended by her thus far, but we'll find out. I'll keep you guys all posted.
Oh my god, I'm so excited you guys are doing this. I'm so excited.
So good. Then maybe that Patreon West Wing podcast will actually happen.
Oh,
that's true. I'm still down. I'd still be into it.
I think it's going to be a valid option.
Yeah.
Maybe not this month. We have to actually record the one for this month.
But maybe at that point, it can just be like a cross-network conversation about the West Wing.
There we go. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it could be pretty good.
Yeah. Anyway, does anybody else have anything exciting, or do we want to just go into the feedback?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, me too. I can't think of anything exciting that's happened to me.
Yeah, that's what happens when we only record like 5 days apart instead of a normal week.
I
made a three-wick candle this weekend.
I saw that.
That was pretty, pretty exciting.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm an adult, man. I'm an adult. Making candles and crocheting is like the highlight of my week.
I went to Costco on Sunday. That was pretty not eventful.
I think that'd be very eventful. I'd like to go to a Costco.
They're fun.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like 70 degrees on Sunday. That was cool.
Nice. That's awesome.
We had nice weather on Saturday. It was in the 60s, and I got a mani pedi.
Nice.
I miss mani pedis.
Yeah. All right.
That was utterly pointless, guys. Good job.
I know. I was going to say, some weekends are more interesting than others.
Yeah. Let's hope that next weekend's a lot more interesting for me.
Yay.
Oh, yes. Let's hope that you have a baby.
I'm going to have a baby before I even post this fucking show. But I probably won't.
You don't know. Never say never.
That's true. Every morning, Zach now is like, come on out, baby.
Oh,
it's really cute.
It's like, see, listen to your big brother.
Yeah.
Come out wherever you are.
Yeah. I'm like, Zach, you don't even know what's going to change. All right. Facey back. Let's get some energy up in this joint. I'm bringing Facey back. Woo! Now, can you guys come up with a Boys to Men style
version of Facey back? Oh my God, I forgot to say. I shared this with you guys in the chat, but on Friday, I went out for a drink, and I was sitting like outside in this beer garden, and all of a sudden, who should come on but Boys to Men on Bended Knee? And I was just kind of like having a freak out moment and had to like text you guys, because seriously, what are the fucking odds of that? Maybe not that insane, but like still. So
it's pretty awesome.
Was it a Chinese bar? Because then it's not that insane. But if it was just a regular bar.
It's like a regular brewery.
So it was like an adult contemporary brewery?
No, if they were like playing like 90s music.
That's adult contemporary now.
I know. Huh. But like if they were playing like modern, the Jams.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden they play Boys to Men, I'd be like, what?
It was in line with the rest of the music that they were playing, but I still was just like, holy shit. And then I was kind of like, this whole playlist is awesome.
That's because of the awesome title that we had for the episode last week.
Yep.
Yep.
Brought it back to the universe. Okay, let's bring Casey back. Let's hope everybody else has more exciting things to say than I do right now. Greg says, I'm torn. I want a new podcast, but baby means the real Weird Sisters crossover episode comes out. Not sure which I should hope for. Hope for the crossover.
Also, poor joke alert. Torn. Like Colleen's abs.
Oh,
that's totally what I was thinking.
I was not, so I'm off today.
You were thinking like the Natalie Imbruglia song?
Oh, I love that song.
I'm a little fake.
I heard that song recently on the radio and was very excited about it.
That is a great karaoke song.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, I can see that, yeah.
Fabulous.
I always want that to be my karaoke song, but Julia always beats me to it.
Well, Julia is a song whore.
Yeah.
Matt says, here's a few things to choose from. And let's see. This article is from Vice. Looks like we've got a little article here. Okay, so Matt says, here's a few things to choose from for us to discuss today. 16-year-old skis to South Pole, trolls men who told her to make a sandwich. Internet trolls told a 16-year-old explorer to get back home and make them a sandwich, so she skied to the South Pole and left them a fucking ham and cheese sandwich. I add the fucking in. For them there. That's kind of amazing. You have to love the dedication of somebody that's going to troll a troll. People are the worst. Not even a badass 16-year-old record-setting explorer can escape the hideousness of men cowering behind avatars from thousands of miles away. What's the best way to respond to men who tell you to get in the kitchen and make them a sandwich? Jade Hammeister. Ski to the South Pole and left a ham and cheese sandwich and a challenge for them. That's kind of amazing.
That is really, really great.
Yeah. So let's see. What was her challenge? Her challenge was...
Made you a sandwich. You want it? Come get it.
Okay. She said, I made you a sandwich. Now ski 37 days and 600 kilometers to the South Pole so you can eat it. That's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
It'll be nice and cold for you. Yep. Keeping it fresh.
Keeping it real fresh. Then this is in relation to the Grammys. Recording Academy president says women need to step up if they want to win more Grammys.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
Do I need to read the article? Because it involves hashtag Grammys so male, which is how women, which basically refers to women were shut out of all the major categories except for Alyssa Cara's. Is Alyssa Cara or Alyssa Carr's? Win for Best New Artist. All of the other Album of the Year nominees had been invited to perform solo for the awards show, but Lorde was not, which is why she reportedly declined to join the Tom Petty tribute. Yeah, I guess it's no secret, because it's been everywhere, that Grammys had a lot of male winners, which you would think that in a time like now, when the Academy Awards was such a big deal, maybe the Grammy voters could get it right, but clearly right. not.
Well, like, their spin is like, oh, so much like hip-hop and R&B and people, but not people, men of color won, so like that's a victory in and of itself, and like yeah whatever, but like they're still
right, and I guess
it can't, was, yeah, you can't point to one tiny part of it and call it a victory.
Somewhat controversial that there were four women nominated for, what is it, Album of the Year, and one male, Ed Sheeran, and Ed Sheeran ended up winning.
Right. Well, it's like, and yeah, don't tell me that, like, there wasn't enough women that made quality albums last year. Like, that's some BS, too.
That is some BS. So, I guess the president said it has to begin with women who have the creativity in their hearts and souls, who want to be musicians. They need to step up because I think they would be welcome. Isn't that kind of the same thing as saying, like, you know, well, poor people could get a better job if they want to have more money and not be on welfare?
Right.
Exactly. Totally. That's you trying to justify your narrow-minded views.
Yes. And not understanding the full, like, scope and context of the problem.
Yeah. Whatever. There are plenty of women that made really wonderful music last year. You just didn't give them a platform to distribute it.
Right. Or it's kind of also the equivalent of saying that if women wanted to be nominated for Best Director at the Academy Awards, then they should have made better films. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is also some bullshit.
So I think we're all on board here with that being bullshit. And Grammys, hashtag Grammy fail.
Yep. Speaking of women filmmakers, though, I saw Mudbound on Netflix this weekend. It was a Netflix original movie, actually. So I'm not sure if it, I mean, I guess it had to have had a theater run to be eligible for award season. I'm not really certain of the rules, but it's interesting because it's the first female cinematographer to ever be nominated for an Oscar.
Cool.
And it was great. Really, really, really beautiful, violent, thought-provoking film.
I'm a little sad that you didn't say the first female DP so Shandy could laugh, but
we can go back. I can see you.
There we go. Then regarding,
I also I accidentally started watching it as you were talking about it. I don't know if you guys heard that.
I did not.
No. Of Netflix, because I just wanted to look it up, and then all of a sudden it started playing.
So what was it called?
Mudbound.
Mudbound. Okay. So everybody, check that out. During our maternity leave.
Yep.
And then regarding the episode Ripped Abs, Matt says, I'm sure Shandy will be reassured knowing that Blockers was written by five guys, the people, not the restaurant.
Sounds about right.
Yep, not shocking there.
And then John says, I updated the poster. Is this better? And he posted a picture of Box Blockers, which was pretty funny.
Yes. I didn't get that till just now. I kept looking at it. I was like, hmm.
Right on. And then regarding the episode Broads to Men, Fallon said that we made her yawn in less than 2 minutes. Oh my God, I yawned so many times editing it.
I'm sorry. It's like a communal experience, yawning.
It is. Matt says hitting the ground running on the, that's what she said in the first couple of minutes. And I believe that's when we were talking about Amanda putting her retainer in and out.
The retainer, not the burger.
Yes. Look at that.
But
Shetty made all a fight.
All the burger jokes.
All the burger jokes.
All the burger jokes.
Kim says, my daughter's K through 8 principal was named Mrs. Ng. My daughter referred to her as Mrs. Nug. Rhymes with pug. And then Matt says, as for Boys to Men, I remember their songs coming up a lot at dances. I never considered their lyrics problematic before. I expect a certain degree of hyperbole in 90s R&B cheese. It's not like they did anything close to R. Kelly. Well, that's fair.
Fair.
Yes. I'm also willing to give them a giant pass. It's Boys to Men.
Yeah. Do we want to get into her shemales?
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right. All right. Butter shemales. Who wants to read the first one? Oh, actually, let's do the, we have a voicemail. Let's do that.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
Yeah. My throat's a little parched, so I could use a voicemail break.
Okay. Hi, Amanda and Colleen. This is Jim from New York. Bonjour, Shandy. I don't know if we're still doing the haiku thing, but I had a haiku about cuddling. So it goes like this. Cuddle with your boss. Cuddle with your friend. Just don't get an erection.
Okay.
That's so rhythm.
Yes, we're always doing haikus. Thank you.
Oh, that was good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Speaking of erections, we have a we have an email from Maggie involving Shandy's lace boner. Somebody else read it. My throat hurts.
So Maggie sends us a photo. Well, maybe that's burying the lead a little bit. Oh, Maggie, photo for Shandy. It's so cool that Dan Savage was at SF Hump. I haven't been to Hump, but Dan Savage was in DC in 2013 after his last book came out. I thought I'd share. And she included a picture of her with Dan Savage.
Okay, when you said the SF Hump. It's like a ship.
I think we just gave him an idea on how to grow the franchise.
Hump on a yacht. The USS yep. Hump.
Taking the film festival on a boat. Oh my God, has anyone ever done that? A film festival on a boat?
I'm sure some it's happened somewhere.
God, I hope so. It's too good of an idea to have come from me. It's gotta be like a thing that's out in the world.
I'm sorry, Shandy. Your picture. There. I had no idea what Dan Savage looked like, and now I do.
That's what he looks like. Yeah. Well, that's what he looked like in 2013. But he looks very similar, even all these years later.
Cool.
5 years, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not feeling that haircut, though.
Yes. Like true confessions.
On a ship.
Yeah. Yeah, it does look like he
looked really good under a captain's hat.
Yeah. The SF Hump.
Yep, the SF Hump. Maggie, thanks for the picture. I'm super jealous.
Okay, next email.
Okay. Okay, so Am from Colorado wrote in, great read from an amazing woman author. Hello, Shandy, Amanda, and Colleen. One of my New Year's resolutions was to email you. I've been listening since episode one and have enjoyed laughing and crying along with you. You've kept me going on some long runs and bike rides and during my commute. I recently finished reading Dear Ijewele, or A Feminist Manifesto in 15 Suggestions by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie.
Woo! You good might... pronunciation, Shanipan.
Well done.
I mean, I said it confidently, so it makes it sound like I know what I'm saying.
That girl sounds like she has more than one master's degree.
I also looked it up on a YouTube video, how to pronounce Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. You may have seen her thought-provoking TED Talk, The Danger of a Single Story. Side note, I had not, but I started watching it before we recorded, and I'm like halfway through. It's really good. Yes. Anyway, I thought I'd offer this as a suggested reading by a wonderful woman author. This book is quite short, but still powerful. You'll read it in an afternoon, but will continue to think about her message for a long time after finishing. Thanks for all you do. Looking forward to enjoying many more episodes. AM from Colorado.
Woohoo! First of all, I'm super stoked to hear someone's New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
That just totally made my night.
Yeah. Cool, also, that book sounds great. I'll have to add it to my ever-growing reading list. So when I finally finish this Hamilton book.
Yeah. Sorry. I just totally made this important, serious story and TED Talk about us. I'm tired.
It's all right. It's all good.
It was something suggested for us to enjoy.
But yeah.
So it was kind of about us.
Let's see. Can you get this on Amazon? Let me see.
Probably.
Can you get this on janejack.com/Amazon?
Well, if you can't, then you guys should renegotiate your deal with Amazon.
Fair enough. You can get it on Amazon. And it actually came out last March 7th, 2017.
Oh, nice.
It is a powerful new statement about feminism today, written as a letter to a friend. So,
I like that.
Check it out. Maybe I will add it to my queue as well.
Once I finish my book about the digestive system, I will have to read that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're reading a book about poop.
Yeah, but actually, it sounds super interesting. Like, not even going to lie. I am really, intrigued by it.
It's really fascinating. It's called Gut, and it's not just about poop, but it's about the whole digestive system.
Yeah, which the point is pooping.
Definitely does talk a lot about poop, though. Yes, I'll give you that.
I don't know if that's the point of it. I think pooping might be just, part of the process, step.
No, pooping is the byproduct.
Yeah.
Come on, that was funny.
Sorry. I was too much on my high horse trying to make my point. I missed the joke. I'm sorry. I'm with you now. It was funny.
It's all right. It wasn't as good as my joke from last week that nobody laughed at about Trump and cougars, but that's okay.
Are you sure it was a good joke?
Yes, I'm sure it was a good joke because I laughed at it when I...
Because I thought it was funny.
So, yeah, definitely check it out. It's 80 pages long. You can get it on Kindle, hardcover, paperback, audiobook, audio CD, et cetera, et cetera.
Dear Ijewele.
Thank you.
Or A Feminist Manifesto and 15 Suggestions by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie.
Awesome.
Well done.
And I'm sure that's still not right, so people can correct me.
I will put the link in the show notes.
I remember seeing other books by her that would be things that I would read. And just because her name kind of stands out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely recognize it, but I'll have to definitely look into that and others.
Yeah. Cool. And it has excellent reviews on Amazon. I've been skimming through them. So cool. Thank you. And make it your mid-year resolution to email us again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo. And then I guess we're finishing up Facey Back with a update from Andy.
All right. Well, I suppose I will take it away. Colleen decided at one point that I was reading Andy. So, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty early on, I think.
Yeah. You're the designated Andy reader.
Okay. Well, here is our update from Andy. He says, "Hey, broads, up to number 42. Well, at least I have some other books to keep me busy. Side note, Andy, you can add another book that we just talked about to that list."
Yes. Think of all the chicks you'll get when you sound So woke.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Unlike a certain somebody who declared himself not a feminist, to the surprise of no one. But
Seriously. That was actually surprising because it was the first time, I think, in recorded history that he's ever told the truth. We're talking about Donald Trump.
That's right. Okay, so Andy continues, no progress on Meetup yet, but I'll hopefully get something going while Colleen's on leave. Thanks for the advice regarding single moms. I'll keep a more open mind moving forward with that. Like keeping the dating profile around, I should try to keep my options open. I don't have issues with women having a history before me in other areas, so I should be more open to single moms for the same reason. And as you brought up, I shouldn't expect to meet any kids until it gets serious. Even I know bringing kids in early is a major red flag. Something else you brought up in the last episode has had me thinking a lot, that I should be ready to see a few people or at least not lock in on any particular person too quickly. Going out for coffee doesn't mean we're soulmates or anything. Taking it one date at a time and don't get too wrapped up in anyone too quickly. It is good advice. I'm just starting to feel a little jaded by this whole thing. Even getting someone for a casual date has been such an uphill battle. It feels more like looking for a job where I'd put myself out there only to be met by indifference. And the idea of having to go through the ordeal multiple times doesn't make it better. At this point, I wonder if I'll ever find a relationship that's not just settling for someone who can mildly tolerate me. I know that's irrational, but it helps demonstrate how annoyed I've been lately.
Oh.
I guess what's been frustrating me the most is how many unknowns I'm still dealing with. Don't get me wrong, I believe all your responses you've given me, and I appreciate them. I keep them in mind when my anxiety and or depression arises. Of course, that's a big reason why I've kept you updated as things have gone along, and I'll keep doing so. But it would be nice if I could meet a dateable woman who could ease these anxieties. I'd really love to give you some decent news and ask your advice about actual dating instead of telling you how I was ghosted again, how I'm clueless as to why. Sorry, this is a bit of a bummer. Just needed to vent a little. I'll leave with another congratulations, Colleen, on your second son and a happy birthday, which I guess has an added meaning this year. And also bah humbug to Valentine's Day. Hashtag I'm with hers. Andy.
Woohoo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess I'd say what I say most times is that, Andy, your feelings are 100% normal and you are not alone. And I think most anyone that has dated for a large swath of their young adult life feels that way at some point, if not most of the time. Yeah, and I think, and as we've talked about before, online just exacerbates those feelings because it is easier to ghost on someone who you only know as a profile picture online and not as a real human being.
Yeah.
But yeah, keep at it. You're not alone.
Yeah, and something will happen. And I think in the meantime, like really just concentrating on your social circle in general is maybe where to put more energy. And try not to, like...
Social circle in terms of building up more of, like, a friendship base, right?
Yeah.
We want to encourage him to go hitting on all his friends and then...
No, that might get real messy and real disappointing real fast.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but especially if it's frustrating, like, concentrate on that aspect of human relationships. And then in the meantime, you know, stuff will happen naturally.
Yeah, because I think that'll be more satisfying and more instant gratification of just going out and expanding your friend circle. It's easier to do for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Less pressure.
Yeah.
Well, Andy, we'll either talk to you next week, but I hope that we don't because that means that I've had a baby. So, no, in all seriousness, though, what they said, I don't have anything profound to add. I've got baby brain right now. All right. Ooh, because... We like sped through this episode super quick, which was awesome. But the email about New Year's resolutions reminded me that I have been dipping my Pinterest toes into bullet journaling.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
So it's a way to be like super crazy, insane organized.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them... Are you familiar with it, Chandy? Is that why you're laughing?
No, just because it sounds perfect for you. because you are super crazy, insane, organized.
I try to be. I try to be. But I have noticed in the recent months where I'm trying to, like, keep track of things and having some trouble with it. So, like, if you just, like, look it up anywhere, it's a lot of it is a little too over the top for me because you have to, like, coordinate with symbols and color coordinate, and there's, like, graphs and stuff that you draw. I have just been adapting it on a regular lined notebook instead of, like, the, you know, bullet notebook or whatever. And I just have, like, different pages where I've gotten ideas from Pinterest of things to, like, keep track of. And they're, it's more just either lists or, like, anything I can kind of hand draw freehand with my pen and not, like, colored pencils and whatnot. But I have really found myself looking forward to my bullet journaling time every day.
Nice.
It sounds perfect.
Yeah. Anything that brings you joy and makes your life more organized and work better for you, those are all wins.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that I can kind of, because with Zach, when I was out on maternity leave with Zach, I kind of got into the habit of, because he, like, never, like, all he would sleep is if I would, like, put him on my chest on a couch. So I never really got anything done. I felt like it was a waste of 3 months. And I don't want to do that this time around. I want to keep active. And then going back, like, you definitely have that, like, fog for at least 6 months where you're just not sleeping and you're exhausted and you're trying to, like, you know, balance everything. So I'm hoping I get into a good groove and I can, you know, not be a crazy person or just a forgetful person. Because I'm already at the point where I think I was mentioning it last week, where I read, like, a news article about something going on and or even, like, a tweet, and I, like, read it, like, four times, and I'm like, what does this mean? What does this say? Like, there was a conspiracy theory article out the other day. It was, like, your guide to all of the deep state conspiracy theory things or whatever. What was it on? It was on, like, Washington Post or something. Like, secret society stuff, and I could not even get through it. I was like, this is so up my alley, and I don't know what they're saying in the first sentence. So, anyway.
I mean, isn't that just, like, the fact that you're growing another human inside you?
Yes, most likely. Right. But, so I'm kind of at that point, so I don't want to, like, lose my brain totally this time. I have wasted 3 months. So I'm trying to adapt this more organized bullet journal kind of life. And
nice.
I have to say, I enjoy it. I have gotten a lot of stuff done. So the kind of one of the, it's to keep, like, track of things. So I kind of like how if you don't finish all your tasks on one day, you can move them to the next day and you can map out things by the week or by the month and plan things out. So, like, you can say, like, you made, like, a calendar of your week or whatever, you can write down, like, let's see, what's something I had to do? Oh, I wanted to clean out Zach's old car seat, right? And I knew I was probably not going to get to it for the weekend, but I didn't want to forget about it. So I wrote it on my list of things due on, like, Tuesday. And then, like, I would never check it off because I knew that it was coming for the weekend. But once I, but with the bullet journal format, I was able to write it for get this done on this day ahead of time, which I realize is just like planning a schedule out, but it was different in my head, and I felt a lot better.
Well, and honestly, that's what matters. That I think it's like being organized is like a frame of mind. It's just about finding the methods that work best for you and make you feel like you are the most efficient.
Yeah, like I have some coworkers, or they're women that work in my building, and they are insane with it. Like, this one lady posts pictures of hers every time she finishes one, and she is, like, super crazy, hardcore detailed, and I'm, like, awe-inspired by her. But I could never do that.
But, well, and I'm sure you don't have to. I'm sure the average person probably doesn't have to. No.
So if anybody else, though, is out there and dipping their toes or wading in the water or just full fucking submerged in the bullet journal life, hit me up because I really want to know. I'm fascinated.
So is it just, like, daily to-do lists?
No,
like,
it's just a way of organizing and planning out your life. Like, for example, let me pull my notebook up. So this one thing is, like, last time we, and then I have things like keeping track of the when I bought certain things, like because we go to Costco, so mm-hmm. when we bought like a giant thing of toilet paper, or I put the Drano in the shower, or wash the sheets on my bed or on Zach's bed, because things like sheets, like all of a sudden it could be like 3 weeks have gone by and you're like, fuck, I'm sleeping on dirty sheets. Why did I forget? Right. So at least like when you see it on here, I feel like it's a lot easier. Or did the time machine on my computer, since I learned from when it died last year that I need to make sure I do that every week. So I like,
oh, yeah, again. God.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in months.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I used to do it every Wednesday. When we were recording Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. And I haven't done it since that Wednesday of the finale. So I need to get back into to doing that every week. But I don't know, just stuff like that. Or when I bought diapers for Zach, because we're trying to wean him off the pull-ups, rather. So just keeping track. Like, we haven't bought pull-ups in 9 days as of recording this. Which is good, because he's only really wearing them at night now.
Nice. So,
just stuff like that. I have had to drain my shower twice in 10 days, so might be getting time for a plumber. or the toilet cleaning tablet, because you put it in once a month. And I never remember what day of the month to do it. All of a sudden, it's been like 6 weeks. So anyway, that's another thing. I have another sheet that keeps track of the credit card statements. And another one that has like Jay's student loans to kind of get that down. And then I have a whole bunch of them with a whole bunch of other things on them, which, like, I won't go into the boring details, but thanks. I'm just saying, checking things off my list makes me feel good.
Oh, mm-hmm. God, yes. There's no better feeling, I swear.
So, anyway.
Oh, there might be a better feeling.
Nope. See? Nothing's better than crossing a thing off your list.
That is, well, yes. Yes. Now, Shannon, I know what you're thinking.
That's satisfying. It's that satisfying.
I know what you're thinking. And I guess theoretically you could write have orgasm on your to-do list, and then you can combine two feel-good things at once. Checking it off and having an orgasm. Oh,
gave me an aneurysm. My brain like couldn't even compute how awesome that would be.
Just because I know that's where your mind went.
Well, I mean, yeah. If you're talking about the best feeling in the world.
I'm just saying. Anyways, aren't you guys so glad that I remembered that so I could spend 10 minutes talking about it?
Now I'm super into it.
Now I'm looking at it on BuzzFeed. And there's a list, as the internet likes to do, of reasons why you should do it.
Yeah. Yes. And check on Pinterest, because when I went to the actual Bullet Journal website, I was confused. It wasn't until I started looking at different ideas on Pinterest that it kind of all clicked. And then, yeah. Anyway, there's my tip for you. There's my mom tip. Not really a mom tip, but you know what I mean.
I like it.
Anyways, thanks to our patrons.
Hooray! Patrons!
Who make this show possible. And thank you for the listeners who are the reason why we do this show. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack and go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. It's a big button that's there on the page. We're still at 2 new ones for this year.
But nice!
Amanda has some good ideas for promotions and stuff, so stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned.
That's right.
Stuff coming to your straight to your eardrums.
Yeah. Still doing that that contest thingy that Boston wanted to do. They're men, so they need a bullet journal because they still haven't given it to us. And I'm not as committed yet to be like, bullet point, ask Boston for details on his contest. But I perhaps will do that next time. And that's the skin motion tattoo, not the porn thing. But come on, be a patron. Why not?
We're trying to get to 100 by the end of the year.
Woo-hoo. Well, 100
you're currently people. A patron. Tell 3 of your friends to become patrons.
Yeah.
Tell 1 of your friends to become patrons.
Yeah.
And we double.
Double. That's a good idea. As Zach would say, that's a good idea.
That Zachy, he knows, man.
Yeah, he does.
Smart kid.
If you're so inclined, please shop through the Amazon affiliates link, and that is janejack.com/Amazon. What else do we do? what else do I talk about, everyone? Still,
did you thank the special patrons?
Oh, that's right. Patrons, thank you to certain patrons who make this, who contribute. Blech, let me try it again. Thank you to, oh my fucking God.
Third time's a charm?
Third time is a charm. So again, thank you to the patrons, especially patrons that certain patrons that contribute at a special level, and that would be Molly the Millennial, Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richner, and Ed the Creepy or Funny Mailman. Ba-ba-da-da. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
If you have anything that you want to comment on that we've talked about today, I would like to know if you were the judge where you would side in the cat custody visitation case. I think that's about it. Does anybody have anything funny to say? If you came over from the Real Weird Sisters, stick around.
Welcome. We're happy to have you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll try and talk about Harry Potter more. Promise.
Word.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's doable.
Totally doable. Ooh, haikus. Let's make haikus happen.
Yes, please. That was so good. That was one of the most enjoyable feelings.
That was. The podcasting review. All right. I guess on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And peace out, guys.
See you in a couple weeks. We hope.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.